98.3 The Coast, the best mix, and the best mix in the morning show. I'm Zach East with your Coast Social Network and Furry Friends Friday on the air, brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh. We have, of course, one of our favorite people on Furry Friends Fridays. It's Director Ron Butts from the Cass County Animal Control. And, you know, you and I seem to talk quite a bit, which means there's plenty of animals over at the Cass County Animal Control Shelter that are in need of some homes, including this beautiful girl named Kia. Tell us about Kia, Ron.
Sure. Good morning, Zach. And a huge shout out to our great friends over at the Mason Jar Cafe for sponsoring Kia this morning. Kia is kind of a special case that has been in our shelter now for just about 4 months. She came back into the shelter back in November. That she had been hit by a car, and our veterinarians had determined that her pelvis had been broken, but it was in such a manner that it was able to heal by itself. You know, as long as she was left in a nice, comfortable, safe, and quiet surrounding. We were able to provide that care and environment for her, and she is now all healed up, back to her spirited, loving self, and she is looking for a home that could give her the nice, quiet setting that would do best for her. She'd like to be, prefers to be the only pet in the house.
Okay, and then there's some other things folks need to know about Kia, and that is that Kia is unaltered, and that kind of makes the adoption fee a bit more than what usually would happen, correct?
Sure, that's correct. Normally we do the free free Pet Friday routine here, but our pit bull program is a little bit different. And we've partnered with our good friends over at Bergman's Small Animal Clinic, and they have worked out a low-cost spay-neuter agreement for us at a nice $100 fee, and that covers her entire surgery operation. So we could still waive her $30 adoption fee, but that spay-neuter deposit is still mandated by the state, so we can't get around that. But that basically will get her a completely all fixed up, ready to go, new friend for your home.
And we also have a little bit of a vaccination clinic reminder for next Saturday as well. Tell us about that.
We do. That's creeping up on us really quick. Not only are we trying to promote shelter pet adoptions, but we also try to promote healthy pets. And with this, there again, our good friends over at Bergman Small Animal Clinic are assisting us in providing low-cost vaccinations for your dogs or cats. And this is open to anybody. Those vaccination costs are $20 a piece. And you can get a one-year rabies, a three-year rabies, or a five-way vaccination that covers distemper, hepatitis, leptospirosis, parvovirus, and parainfluenza. And that is a good thing to try to keep your pet healthy, as most of those viruses are very common for the Michigan area. And as we all know, rabies is a fatal virus that can affect all warm-blooded mammals, including us. So this is also a safety to the public as well, too. And it's required by state law to get your license. That clinic is, again, Saturday the 20th, that next Saturday, from 9 a.m. to 1 p.m. And if you're interested in bringing a pet over to get some vaccinations, please give us a call at the shelter at 269-445-3701 to reserve your pet's vaccine. That way we want to make sure that everybody, is able to get their pets vaccinated at the clinic.
And again, if folks need more information on the vaccine clinic or on Kia and hopefully getting Kia adopted, they can still call that very same number. Right, Ron?
Absolutely. And you can also check out our website, ccacshelter.org, where all the vaccination clinic information is listed there, the directions to our shelter, as well as Kia's and her friends there at the shelter who are available for adoption.
All right. Thanks very much to Cass County Animal Control Director Ron Butts on this morning's Furry Friends Friday and Coast Social Network. It's brought to you by the Mason Jar Cafe in the heart of the Benton Harbor Arts District. Local, organic, farm fresh with 98.3 The Coast.